Yeah, look, at first road trip, so you kind of want to get that off on the right foot. And look, we're starting to play some real good basketball. We've seen the improvement through the three home games, so hopefully we can continue to do that.
Have you had to change up the scout of Wollongong late with Reece Martin coming?
Yeah, it's kind of surprising yesterday when they made that move, and it was probably on the cards for a little bit, but look, we haven't had time to prepare for it, so we'll just have to go on what we know about Reece.
Does that potentially disrupt them a little bit, or do you think Reece will be able to slot straight back in there?
Look, he's a quality player. He's been playing the NBL for 5-6 years, so he knows the system very well. So if he was going to a new team, new coach, it'll be a hard adjustment, but he knows him back to front.
Gruber adds that real mongrel and probably the Greg Hire of their team, isn't he? But when you played them last time, did you feel like they were probably missing a player that could score and score from outside?
Yeah, I guess it's a little bit different from last year. They had Rodney Clark, the MVP of the league, that could shoot threes just over the centre line, you know, and made it a little bit different. And the guards are more penetrating and getting to the basket with Carson and Irvin. And look, they need some help in the backcourt, and that's a good move to bring Reece in. And unfortunately, you know, someone's got to be there on the chopping block, and they made a tough call.
You struggled to score in the first 2 weeks, but you seemed to turn it around last week. Is the addition, like Drake's performance, and you need more from those type of players?
Yeah, I think Drake's been fabulous for us coming off, and it's just getting that role with Matty Young and Ernest Ross to fill that void for Greg Hire. Normally we've had a good 6-7-8 rotation off the bench with Jesse and Tommy coming in playing their roles, and it's really that extra guard position that we need to get fulfilled. And you know, we got two cracks at it this weekend.
Ernest seemed to show a little bit last week. Do they expect more minutes? You got a road double. Should he be getting more minutes now? Do you feel like he's ready to start having an impact?
Yeah, no, good question. That the minutes are there, and it's up to him to earn them. You know, it's not guaranteed to come in here and play 30 minutes a game. So, look, I think he's turned the corner last week and started to perform the level that we expect and we need to come off the bench. So if he does that again, the minutes will be there. If not, I'm going to make a move.
He flexed his muscles after scoring on the game. Did you like that, not like that, or didn't even think about it?
I didn't even see it, to tell you the truth. But I was more happy. He can flex every time the ball goes in the hole, for as I'm concerned. But look, it didn't go unnoticed by his teammates, and he copped a good right ribbon this week at the video session.
First road trip of the regular season. How big is that in terms of getting the group away and those sorts of bonding things?
Yeah, exactly. Last year we were the best road team in the NBL, so we want to come out there and put our stamp on the road, not just be a great team here at Perth Arena, but to be consistent on the road, and that's a real good challenge for us.
Is this as tough as it gets, really, in terms of not just the flying, but you've got driving on top of that? Is this as tough a road trip as you're going to encounter this year?
Yeah, I think we've got 8 doubles this year, and I think there's one stretch that we have 5 games in 11 days with a trip to New Zealand and Cairns in there, so it doesn't get tougher than those, and it's really getting the mind focused and locked into what we're doing, no matter where we're playing.
Just back on Greg, Trev, how's he tracking? Is he on schedule, ahead of schedule?
Yeah, look, I'd probably be a little bit hesitant to say it would be longer than the 6 weeks first up. Just the calf's a real tricky area. As soon as it feels well and gets back, and it could delay that longer. So we want to be extra cautious with his recovery to make sure he's great for the back end of the season.
And Tommy's back to 100%?
Tommy's been good. He's practiced with us the last 2 days. It's something that he's going to have to get used to in the next 3-4 weeks. And, you know, he's a tough character. He'll do fine.